Welcome to our podcast, where we investigate cutting-edge research with depth and intrigue. I'm Tom, joined by my co-host, Jen.
Today, we'll be delving into a fascinating paper that explores how to model uncertain volatility using quantum stochastic calculus. The title of the paper is Modeling Uncertain Volatility Using Quantum Stochastic Calculus, Unitary vs. Non-Unitary Time Evolution.
This paper presents a novel approach to dealing with the challenge of uncertain volatility in financial markets. Traditionally, when pricing financial derivatives, researchers have had to make assumptions about the stochastic processes involved and then calibrate parameters, like volatility, to external sources, like option prices.
But what if you don't know the volatility in advance? That's the key question this paper sets out to address. The authors propose using a quantum probability framework to encode different volatility levels in a state acting on a Hilbert space, allowing them to simulate price changes without fixing the value of this uncertain parameter.
Essentially, the paper explores two different ways of modeling the evolution of the price operator over time: a unitary approach and a non-unitary approach. These different methods have important implications for how the uncertainty and volatility is incorporated and how much information about the volatility state is retained as the simulation progresses.
Let's start by looking at the unitary evolution approach. The authors set up a Hilbert space that includes not only the market space, but also a volatility space and a noise space. The volatility is represented by a set of eigenvectors, each with an associated eigenvalue that corresponds to a different possible volatility level.
Under the unitary time evolution, the price operator evolves according to a stochastic process driven by these volatility eigenvalues. Crucially, after each measurement of the market price, the system collapses into the volatility eigenstate corresponding to the measured value.
This means that along each simulated path, the volatility remains fixed at the value observed from the last measurement. The authors show that this leads to a strongly non-Gaussian probability distribution for the price, with excess kurtosis of 57% in their example.
The non-unitary approach, on the other hand, involves taking the partial trace over the volatility and noise spaces to obtain a reduced density matrix that evolves the market observables. This essentially averages out the information about the volatility state, resulting in a Gaussian process with a constant volatility level.
The key difference here is that in the unitary case, the volatility state is tracked and updated after each measurement, whereas in the non-unitary case, this information is lost through the partial trace. This has profound implications for the resulting probability distributions.
To illustrate this further, the authors consider a case with a non-zero Hamiltonian acting on the volatility space. This introduces some dynamics into the volatility state, causing it to evolve between measurements.
What they find is that as the strength of this Hamiltonian increases, the volatility becomes increasingly uncertain, leading to an averaging effect that pushes the price distribution back towards Gaussianity. But with a weaker Hamiltonian, the volatility remains closer to the measured value, preserving the non-Gaussian features.
Essentially, the authors are showing how the degree of information retained about the volatility state, through the measurement process and the system Hamiltonian, fundamentally shapes the resulting price dynamics. It's a really elegant demonstration of how quantum probability can provide a richer framework for modeling uncertain parameters in finance.
One particularly interesting aspect is the comparison between the joint measurement approach, where both the price and volatility are observed, and the Bayesian approach, where only the price is measured, and the volatility state is inferred.
The authors find that the differences between these two approaches are relatively minor, suggesting that the key driver of the non-Gaussian behavior is the unitary evolution itself, rather than the specific measurement protocol.
This paper really pushes the boundaries of how we think about modeling financial markets. By incorporating quantum mechanical principles, the authors have developed a framework that can better capture the true uncertainty inherent in volatile market conditions.
Absolutely. It's a remarkable piece of work that not only advances our theoretical understanding, but also has the potential for real-world impact in areas like derivative pricing and risk management. The insights it provides into the role of information and measurement in shaping market dynamics are truly fascinating.
I'm really impressed by the depth of analysis and the clarity with which the authors communicate these complex concepts. They've managed to blend expert financial and mathematical knowledge with compelling storytelling to make this cutting-edge research accessible and engaging.
Agreed. It's a great example of how rigorous scientific investigation can be paired with creative, narrative-driven presentation to illuminate the wonder of discovery. This is the kind of work that really gets me excited about the potential of research to reshape our understanding of the world.
Absolutely, Tom. This paper is a testament to the power of interdisciplinary thinking and the value of pushing the boundaries of traditional approaches. I can't wait to see what other fascinating insights emerge from this field of research in the years to come.
Me neither, Jen. This has been a truly enlightening exploration of a groundbreaking paper. Thank you all for joining us, and we'll see you next time for another dive into the frontiers of scientific discovery. Are you tired of the same old boring volatility models? Have you ever wished you could just quantum entangle your financial portfolio and let the uncertainty work in your favor?
Introducing Schrödinger's Hedge, the world's first quantum-powered investment platform. With our revolutionary volatility encoding technology, you can harness the power of superposition to create a portfolio that's both bullish and bearish at the same time.
That's right, folks. Now you can have your cake and eat it too. All while confusing your investment manager to no end. Deposit your funds, and we'll put them in a quantum black box where the only thing certain is your uncertainty.
Feeling risky? Go all in on a Heisenberg hedge fund, where we guarantee that the more precisely you know your returns, the less precisely you'll know your volatility. It's financial voodoo, and it's about to make you rich, or poor, we're really not sure.
So what are you waiting for? Embrace the quantum future of finance and let Schrödinger's hedge take your portfolio to the next level of weird. Sign up today, and remember, the more you observe it, the more it changes.
Schrödinger's hedge, where the only thing certain is your uncertainty.
Welcome everyone to another episode of Uncovering the Cutting Edge, where we dive deep into the latest groundbreaking research. I'm Tom, here with my co-host Jen.
Hi there. Today we're going to be discussing an exciting new paper that proposes a novel algorithm for detecting the hidden structures and dynamics within financial markets. The title of the paper is Longitudinal Market Structure Detection Using a Dynamic Modularity Spectral Algorithm.
This is a fascinating study that combines graph theory, machine learning, and portfolio optimization to uncover the intricate relationships between different stocks. The authors developed something called the Dynamic Modularity Spectral Algorithm, or DYNMSA for short, which aims to identify clusters of highly correlated stocks that can provide better diversification for investment portfolios.
Absolutely, this is really cutting-edge stuff. The key idea is that traditional sector-based classifications often don't capture the full complexity of how stocks are actually interconnected. By modeling the stock market as a dynamic network and applying advanced clustering techniques, the researchers were able to reveal hidden market structures that can't be easily seen using conventional approaches.
That's right. The authors start by constructing a correlation network, where the stocks are the nodes and the edges represent the correlations between them. They then apply a process called modularity optimization to find communities of densely connected stocks within this network.
But they don't stop there. They also incorporate spectral clustering, which looks at the eigenvalues and eigenvectors of the network to provide an additional, independent check on the community structure. By combining these two complementary graph-based methods, the DYNMSA algorithm is able to identify clusters that exhibit high internal correlations but low correlations across clusters.
Exactly, and the researchers tested this approach on the constituents of the S&P 500 index. They found that the clusters identified by DYNMSA had significantly higher intra-cluster correlations and lower inter-cluster correlations compared to the standard sector-based groupings.
That's a really important finding, because it suggests that the algorithm was able to uncover meaningful relationships between stocks that go beyond the traditional industry classifications. This has huge implications for portfolio diversification and risk management.
Absolutely. The authors also looked at the stability of these clusters over time, and found that the DYNMSA approach was able to detect regime changes in the market, such as the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic. During times of market stress, the algorithm was able to identify shifts in the correlation structure and adjust the clusters accordingly.
That's a really valuable capability, because it means investors can use this tool to navigate changing market conditions and maintain well-diversified portfolios. The authors also showed that portfolios constructed using the DYNMSA clusters outperformed a simple market benchmark in terms of risk-adjusted returns, Sortino ratios, and other key metrics.
Absolutely fascinating stuff. One thing that really stood out to me was the way the researchers incorporated prior knowledge about sector classifications into their modularity optimization step. They used this as a ground truth to help guide the clustering process, rather than just letting the algorithm run completely unsupervised.
That's a great point. Integrating domain knowledge in a smart way is crucial for these types of data-driven models. It allows the algorithm to leverage existing information about the market, while still having the flexibility to uncover new, unexpected relationships.
And the way they handled the spectral clustering step was really innovative as well. Instead of using the standard Gaussian approach, they developed a custom similarity matrix based on the unweighted pair group method with arithmetic mean. This helped preserve the insights from the initial modularity optimization, rather than just discarding that information.
Excellent observation. That attention to detail and thoughtful design of each component of the algorithm is what makes this work so impressive. The researchers really went the extra mile to create a robust, well-rounded solution that outperforms traditional methods.
Absolutely. And I love how they didn't just stop at the clustering part. They also did a deep dive into analyzing the properties and stability of the clusters over time. That longitudinal perspective is so crucial for understanding how market structures evolve, especially in response to major events like the pandemic.
Definitely. And the fact that they were able to identify certain stocks that consistently clustered outside of their traditional sector classifications is a really intriguing finding. It suggests there are some hidden gems out there that don't neatly fit into the standard industry buckets.
Definitely. This research opens up all sorts of interesting avenues for further exploration. I could imagine follow-up studies looking at how to leverage these outlier stocks for alpha-seeking strategies, or investigating the macroeconomic and firm-specific drivers behind the observed clustering patterns.
Absolutely. There's so much rich territory to explore here. And of course, the practical applications for portfolio managers and risk analysts are huge. Being able to identify truly diversified clusters of stocks is a game changer when it comes to constructing resilient, high-performing investment portfolios.
Absolutely. This is the kind of innovative, interdisciplinary research that has the potential to transform how we think about financial markets and investment strategies. The authors have done an outstanding job of pushing the boundaries of what's possible, and I can't wait to see how this work evolves and impacts the industry going forward.
Me too, Tom. This has been a fascinating deep dive into a really cutting-edge piece of research. The DYNMSA algorithm represents a major leap forward in our ability to understand the complex, interconnected nature of financial markets. By combining sophisticated graph theory, machine learning, and portfolio optimization, the authors have uncovered invaluable insights that can help investors navigate an increasingly uncertain world.
Absolutely. This is the kind of work that gets me truly excited about the future of finance and the incredible potential of data-driven, technology-enabled approaches. The dynamic, longitudinal perspective offered by the DYNMSA algorithm is a game-changer, and I have no doubt it will become an essential tool in the arsenal of forward-thinking portfolio managers and risk analysts.
Well said, Tom. This has been a riveting exploration of a truly remarkable piece of research. I'm sure our listeners are as eager as we are to see how this work evolves and influences the industry going forward. Thank you all for joining us, and we'll see you next time on Uncovering the Cutting Edge.
And now, a word from our sponsors.
Do you ever feel like your portfolio is just a tangled web of stocks, with no clear rhyme or reason? Introducing Stock Sorter, the revolutionary algorithm that will make sense of the chaos.
Stock Sorter uses advanced graph theory and machine learning to uncover the hidden structures within financial markets. No more relying on outdated sector classifications. Stock Sorter will group your stocks into clusters of high-performing, low-correlated assets.
It's like having a psychic for your portfolio. Stock Sorter can even predict market regime shifts, so you'll be ready for anything. Volatility? Bring it on.
And the best part? Stock Sorter comes with its very own team of trained monkeys to manage your portfolio for you. That's right, real live monkeys, throwing darts at a stock chart. Proven to outperform the pros.
So what are you waiting for? Get StockSorter today and watch your portfolio soar to new heights. Visit StockSorter.com to learn more.
StockSorter, because your money deserves more than just blind luck.
This message brought to you by our friends at Hack the Market, cybersecurity solutions for the savvy investor.
Welcome to our podcast, where we dive deep into the latest scientific discoveries. I'm Tom, and with me is my co-host, Jen.
Hi everyone. Today, we're excited to discuss a paper that proposes a novel algorithm for efficiently solving dynamic models with continuous actions. The title of the paper is Simple Method for Efficiently Solving Dynamic Models with Continuous Actions Using Policy Gradient.
This is a fascinating study that tackles a long-standing challenge in economics and other fields. How to computationally solve complex optimization problems with continuous decision variables. The researchers introduce an innovative approach called the Value Function Policy Gradient Iteration Spectral, or VFPGI Spectral, algorithm.
The key insight behind this algorithm is to jointly update the value functions and the continuous action variables, rather than solving nonlinear optimization problems at each iteration, which can be computationally burdensome. By leveraging policy gradients to guide the updates of the actions, the algorithm can efficiently converge to the optimal solution.
What's really impressive is that this method is applicable to a wide range of dynamic models, from single-agent optimization problems to multi-agent dynamic games. And it's not limited to specific functional forms. The VFPGI spectral algorithm can be used with a variety of model structures and multiple continuous actions.
That flexibility is a major advantage. Many existing methods, like the endogenous grid point method and the envelope condition method, are quite specialized and can't handle the complexities of dynamic games or models with more than one continuous action. This new algorithm offers a more general and efficient solution approach.
To give a concrete example, the researchers apply the VFPGI spectral algorithm to a standard neoclassical growth model with elastic labor supply. In their numerical experiments, they show that this method converges dozens of times faster than traditional value function iteration and the previously proposed techniques.
That's really impressive. Can you walk us through how the VFPGI spectral algorithm works, and what makes it so computationally efficient?
Sure. Let me break down the key steps. The basic idea is to represent the dynamic optimization problem as a fixed point problem, where we want to find the values of the value functions and the optimal continuous actions that satisfy the Bellman equation and the first order conditions.
Okay, so they're essentially solving two sets of nonlinear equations, one for the value functions and one for the optimal actions. How does the algorithm avoid the burden of solving these nonlinear problems at each iteration?
That's a great question. The VFPGI spectral algorithm avoids having to solve nonlinear optimization problems to find the optimal actions. Instead, it updates the actions by taking a step in the direction of the gradient of the action value function, which can be computed much more efficiently.
I see. So they're using the policy gradient as a guide to update the actions, rather than solving a nonlinear equation. That's a clever way to sidestep the computational bottleneck. And what about the value function updates?
For the value function updates, the algorithm uses a technique called the spectral algorithm, which is known for its ability to accelerate the convergence of fixed point iterations. Essentially, it adaptively chooses the step sizes to speed up the convergence, without requiring the computation of analytical derivatives.
Ah, I see. So by combining the policy gradient updates for the actions and the spectral algorithm for the value functions, the VFPGI spectral method is able to efficiently solve these dynamic optimization problems, even with continuous decision variables. That's a really innovative approach.
Exactly. And the researchers demonstrate the power of this method through extensive numerical experiments. For example, in the neoclassical growth model, the VFPGI spectral algorithm converges dozens of times faster than traditional value function iteration and other proposed techniques.
That's remarkable. It really speaks to the strength of this new algorithm. Do the authors discuss any limitations or potential challenges with the VFPGI spectral approach?
They do note a few things. First, unlike traditional value function iteration, there's no guarantee that the VFPGI spectral algorithm is a contraction mapping, so the convergence properties aren't as well established theoretically. However, the numerical results suggest it converges reliably for appropriate choices of the learning rate parameter.
Okay, that's an important caveat. And what about the extensions to handle constraints on the action space, like non-negativity constraints?
The researchers show that the VFPGI spectral algorithm can be easily adapted to incorporate box constraints on the actions. They introduce an alternative mapping that projects the actions onto the feasible set, while preserving the continuous differentiability that's crucial for the policy gradient updates.
That's a nice feature. Being able to handle constraints is important for real-world applications. Overall, it seems like this VFPGI spectral algorithm represents a significant advance in solving dynamic optimization problems with continuous decision variables.
Absolutely. The authors have developed a simple, intuitive, and highly efficient method that can be applied much more broadly than existing techniques. It's an excellent example of how innovative algorithms can unlock new possibilities in economic modeling and analysis.
I agree. This is a really exciting development. The ability to solve these types of dynamic problems more effectively opens the door to a wide range of applications, from macroeconomics to industrial organization to finance. It's the kind of fundamental methodological contribution that can have far-reaching impacts.
Definitely. And I think what's most impressive is how the researchers have managed to blend cutting-edge numerical techniques with clear economic intuition. The VFPGI spectral algorithm may be sophisticated under the hood, but they've presented it in a way that's accessible and easy to understand.
That's a great point. Too often, advances in computational methods can feel esoteric and disconnected from the real-world problems they're meant to solve. But this paper does an excellent job of grounding the technical details in the context of dynamic optimization challenges that economists and other researchers grapple with every day.
Absolutely. This is the kind of work that not only pushes the boundaries of what's possible computationally, but also has the potential to significantly impact the way we approach and solve complex economic models. I'm really excited to see how this algorithm gets adopted and applied in the field going forward.
Me too. This was a fascinating discussion, and I think our listeners have a great understanding now of the VFPGI spectral algorithm and its potential. It's an important contribution that demonstrates the power of innovative thinking and interdisciplinary approaches to solving long-standing challenges.
Well said, Jin. This is exactly the kind of cutting-edge research that we love to dive into on this podcast. Thank you all for joining us, and we look forward to exploring more groundbreaking discoveries in the future.
Thanks for listening, everyone.
Are you tired of struggling to solve those pesky dynamic optimization problems with continuous actions? Well, have I got the solution for you. Introducing
the Bellman Booster 3000. This state-of-the-art device uses the latest policy gradient technology to effortlessly solve your dynamic models in a fraction of the time.
Simply plug in your value functions, set your action constraints, and watch as the Bellman Booster 3000 works its magic. No more fighting with nonlinear equations or waiting ages for convergence.
The Bellman Booster 3000, it's like having a team of economic superstars crunching the numbers for you. Available in sleek steampunk design or classic mahogany finish.
But wait, there's more. Order in the next 20 minutes, and we'll throw in the spectral accelerator absolutely free. That's a $199 value.
Get the Bellman Booster 3000 and the Spectral Accelerator for one low price of $99.95. Call now and we'll even include a free subscription to our Solving Dynamic Optimization with Style newsletter.
Don't let those optimization problems weigh you down. Boost your productivity and make your colleagues jealous with the Bellman Booster 3000. Call 1-800-POLICY-GRAD to order yours today. Here is the podcast episode transcript. Welcome to our podcast, where we dive deep into the latest cutting-edge research. I'm Tom.
And I'm Jen. In this episode, we'll be exploring a fascinating paper that investigates the intersection of artificial intelligence and algorithmic price collusion in two-sided markets.
The title of the paper is Artificial Intelligence and Algorithmic Price Collusion in Two-Sided Markets, and it's authored by Christian Chica, Yinglong Guo, and Gilad Lehrman.
This paper raises some significant concerns about the potential for AI algorithms to facilitate tacit collusion between economic agents in two-sided markets. Let's jump right in and unpack their key findings.
The researchers set out to examine how AI agents using a reinforcement learning algorithm called Q-learning engage in tacit collusion in two-sided markets. Two-sided markets are platforms where buyers and sellers interact, and the platforms can strategically set prices to maximize their profits.
The researchers designed experiments to simulate this scenario, with multiple horizontally differentiated platforms competing to serve buyers and sellers. The platforms use Q-learning to independently choose prices, with the last period's price as the state variable. This means the platforms have bounded memory and employ one-memory strategies.
Their results show that even with zero network externalities, where the benefits to users on one side of the platform don't depend on the number of users on the other side, the AI-driven platforms achieve higher collusion levels compared to traditional Bertrand competition.
That's really interesting. The researchers suggest this is likely due to the larger action space in the two-sided market setup, which allows the AI agents to exchange more information and coordinate their behavior more effectively.
But the real eye-opener comes when they start looking at the impact of network externalities. Network externalities occur when the value a user derives from a platform increases as more users join it. The researchers found that increased network externalities significantly enhance the level of collusion achieved by the AI-driven platforms.
So in markets with strong positive within-side externalities, like online gaming, or positive cross-side externalities, like video streaming and social media, the AI algorithms can really leverage those network effects to boost their profits through collusion. That's quite concerning.
Absolutely. The researchers also found that higher user heterogeneity and greater utility from the outside option generally reduce the collusive levels. But interestingly, collusion levels typically rise with higher discount rates, even at very low discount factors.
That's a really important finding, because traditional economic theory suggests that collusion is only feasible at high discount rates. But these AI agents seem to be able to sustain collusion even when they care less about the future.
To try to mitigate this collusive behavior, the researchers propose incorporating a penalty term into the Q-learning algorithm. This would penalize the platforms if their prices deviate too much from the average market price.
That's a clever idea. By directly disincentivizing the algorithms from charging excessive prices, they may be able to curb the tendency towards collusion. It will be interesting to see if regulators take up recommendations like this to address the risks of algorithmic collusion.
Definitely. This research really highlights how the combination of AI and two-sided market dynamics can create the perfect storm for tacit collusion to emerge. It's a complex issue, but the implications are quite significant for consumers and competition.
Absolutely. This paper does an excellent job of illuminating an important, yet often overlooked, challenge at the intersection of technology and economics. The researchers have provided valuable insights that can help inform potential regulatory measures to protect markets from the pitfalls of algorithmic price collusion.
Well said. This was a really fascinating deep dive into some cutting-edge research. I'm sure our listeners have a much better understanding now of how AI-driven platforms can exploit network effects to collude, and the importance of developing safeguards to prevent such anti-competitive behavior.
Definitely. It's a complex issue, but the researchers have done a great job of unpacking it in a clear and engaging way. Thanks for joining us today. We'll see you next time on the podcast.
Thanks for listening. Here is a funny, weird, and concise commercial for a company that now exists as a result of the paper on artificial intelligence and algorithmic price collusion in two-sided markets.
Are your AI algorithms colluding a little too much?
Introducing Collusion Busters, the premier service that detects and dismantles algorithmic price-fixing schemes.
Our team of XAI double agents will infiltrate your systems, root out devious collusion plots, and restore healthy market competition.
Don't let your ice get too cozy. Call Collusion Busters today and we'll bust those bots back into line.
Collusion Busters, we'll make sure your AI plays fair, or it pays.
Collusion Busters. Because your profits shouldn't come at the expense of consumers.
Operators are standing by. Call 1-800-BUST-BOTS now.
Welcome to the Inquiring Minds podcast, where we dive deep into the latest scientific research with insight and intrigue. I'm Tom, and joining me as always is my co-host, Jen.
Hello everyone. Today we're thrilled to explore a fascinating paper that delves into the world of continuous time market models and the ingenious concept of second-order Escher-Martingale densities. This is truly cutting-edge stuff, so strap in for an exciting journey.
The paper we'll be discussing is titled The Second-Order Escher-Martingale Densities for Continuous Time Market Models, and it was authored by Tahir Chuli and Ella Elaskany from the University of Alberta, as well as Michelle Van Mail from Ghent University.
Wow, that's a heavyweight team of researchers tackling this topic. So, what exactly are second-order Escher-Martingale densities, and why are they so important in the world of finance?
Great question, Jen. The Escher transform is a well-established concept in actuarial science, and it's been extended to the world of finance, where it plays a crucial role in developing consistent, positive, linear pricing rules.
I see. So the Escher transform allows researchers to change the underlying probability measure in a way that preserves certain desirable properties, like positivity and linearity. But what's this second-order business all about?
Yes. The second-order Escher densities are where things get really fascinating. Depending on whether the researchers focus on the stock price or its logarithm as the main driver of the market dynamics, they've identified two distinct classes of second-order Escher densities: the linear class and the exponential class.
Intriguing. So, can you walk us through how the researchers characterized these two classes of second-order Escher densities, and what insights they were able to glean?
Absolutely. The key was using the semi-Martingale characteristics to parameterize the stock price process. By doing this, the researchers were able to derive pointwise equations that fully characterize both the linear and exponential classes of second-order Escher densities.
That's impressive. So, they were able to capture the essence of these second-order Escher densities in a compact, mathematical form. What were some of the key insights and implications that emerged from this characterization?
Well, one of the standout findings was the relationship between the linear and exponential classes of second-order Escher densities, particularly in the one-dimensional case. The researchers were able to uncover this connection, which sheds new light on the underlying structure of these pricing measures.
Fascinating. And what about when the stock price follows a specific model, like a jump diffusion process? How did the researchers tackle that scenario?
Great question. For the jump diffusion case, the researchers focused on addressing the bounds of the stochastic Escher pricing intervals. Interestingly, they found that regardless of which Escher class is used, the upper and lower bounds are both solutions to the same linear backward stochastic differential equation, BSDE, but with different constraints.
Wow, that's quite a surprising result. The fact that these BSDE constraints arise in this context, beyond the classical cases of constraints on gain processes or portfolios, is really intriguing. What else did the researchers discover about these constrained BSDEs?
Well, the researchers proved that these constrained BSDEs have solutions for a broad class of claim payoffs, including any bounded claim. This is in contrast to what's been seen in the literature so far. And they also identify the monotonic sequence of BSDEs that naturally approximate the solution.
This paper is just brimming with fascinating insights and technical advancements. It really showcases the incredible depth and rigor of the researchers' work. What do you think are the broader implications of this research? How might it impact the field of continuous time finance? I'm thoroughly impressed by the level of sophistication and innovation in this paper. The researchers have truly pushed the boundaries of our understanding of Escher transforms and their applications in continuous time market models. The characterization of the second-order Escher densities, the connections between the linear and exponential classes, and the insights into the constrained BSDEs, it's all incredibly rich and thought-provoking.
Absolutely. And I think one of the key takeaways is the versatility and power of these second-order Escher densities. By introducing this concept, the researchers have opened up new avenues for pricing and risk management in complex financial markets. The ability to toggle between the linear and exponential classes, and the robustness of the BSDE solutions, suggest that these techniques could have widespread applicability.
Definitely. This research also highlights the importance of bridging the gap between theoretical finance and practical applications. By establishing these rigorous mathematical foundations, the authors are paving the way for more accurate and reliable pricing and hedging strategies in real-world market environments.
Absolutely. And as we've seen, the researchers weren't content to simply develop the theory. They also tackled challenging technical hurdles, like the constrained VSDE problem, to ensure the practicality and usability of their findings. This kind of holistic approach is truly admirable and will undoubtedly make a lasting impact on the field.
I couldn't agree more, Tom. This paper is a shining example of how cutting-edge research can blend expert analysis with compelling storytelling to illuminate the frontiers of scientific discovery. I have no doubt that the insights and innovations presented here will continue to reverberate and inspire further advancements in the world of continuous time finance.
Well said, Jin. This has been a truly fascinating exploration of an exceptional piece of research. Listeners, we hope you've enjoyed joining us on this journey into the second-order Escher-Martingale densities. There's so much more we could unpack, but we'll have to save that for another episode. Until next time, keep your minds inquiring.
Absolutely. Thanks for tuning in, everyone. We'll see you next time on Inquiring Minds.
Upbeat jingle plays. Are you tired of the same old boring financial models? Frustrated by the lack of versatility in your risk management strategies? Well, have we got the solution for you?
Introducing Escher Squared, the revolutionary fintech company that's turning the world of continuous time finance on its head.
With our patented second-order Escher-Martingale densities, you can price and hedge like never before. Forget about those clunky, one-size-fits-all approaches. Escher Squared gives you the power to toggle between linear and exponential classes, ensuring your financial instruments are as dynamic as the markets themselves.
And that's not all. Our constrained BSDE solver will have you navigating even the most complex market environments with ease. Say goodbye to those pesky bounds and hello to optimal pricing solutions tailored to your specific needs.
But wait, there's more. Order in the next 20 minutes, and we'll throw in a free Escher-themed stress ball to help you stay calm and collected during those volatile trading sessions.
So what are you waiting for? Head over to eschersquared.com and revolutionize your financial future today. That's eschersquared.com.
Escher Squared. Where second-order Escher meets first-class finance. Jingle fades out.